having torn out a bunch of lath and plaster myself in that building now, I'm curious to hear about the nights and weekends when you guys started in on working.
Oh, God.
Was it fun or was it just
terrible? Well, actually, I enjoyed it. It was probably a max of 12 who helped, but concentrated mostly about five people who actually did the majority of the work. And once people started seeing that it was going to happen, because people go, "No, it'll never happen, it'll never happen." But once they started doing it and they started meeting and things started changing, then the attitude changed quite a bit. So, and most of it, you know, as far as I think most people enjoyed the work. I'm sure they weren't exactly thrilled with a lot of it, especially the pigeon stuff. We spent, a long time. I'm not sure what it looked like with you, but you'd see a window, busted window. Right up to the busted window was the bird stuff, you know. And then, you know, after we did all the cleaning, then I start reading about all the dangers of the birds. But that was probably the worst of it as far as doing it is cleaning that up. And we cleaned it. We started cleaning it up. We probably spent probably about 3-4 weeks cleaning that stuff up. And then we sort of let it go and concentrated more on getting it downstairs and looking at a possibility of going up. And at that time, there was Mike Boyza and Miles Maloney. They brought the idea of an elevator, and that's not the one that was over at Montana Tech. This is another one. And it would have cost, I think it was somewhere between $7,000 and $10,000 to get it all together and erect it and everything else. And that got voted down, which, hindsight was another stupid vote by people. But people, we don't want to spend the money. And then, because boy, if it had an elevator, imagine.
We sure could have used that hauling all our material up.
Honest to God,
We'll get there one day.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's amazing what you guys have done,
Thanks, buddy.
I remember it. But, so it's a good place, and I think all organizations have to have a place like that. You can't have it sparred and separated. You got to have a place to go to at least be able to talk to somebody else, and stuff like that, which is, again, what we're losing in this country, because unions are a community within themselves. And if you're in the union long enough and you're doing union jobs, you usually talk union, and you forget that there's a whole world out there that's not.
In my mind, the Carpenters Hall has been a metaphor for the union mentality in general. That when I first arrived in Butte 6 years ago, it was just complete disarray upstairs, but now it's closer to being this place where people can congregate, and maybe that could translate to more unionism or just activism, or I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if I'm off base there.
I don't think you are. It's people have to be educated, and you get certain functions where you get people going, and even a dance or a party or just something along the lines to where at least they're meeting it. Because one of the problems is the unions is they're poor at organizing anymore. I mean, organizing was what brought the unions together, and there's a long, hard fought battle, and people, don't realize it. Even in Butte, for 20 years, they outlawed the unions. And people don't understand that. Again, most people don't understand history to begin with. So it's a build-up process, and you got to talk to people, and you got to bring them in, and you got to educate them. And that's a tough thing to do anymore, because you don't have that senses of community and things that where people used to just sort of show up to see what was going on, where you could talk to them a little bit. So that really needs to be done in this country. It needs not just unions, but politics, everything. People have to be educated on what they're doing.